example, if a school is having their day virtually, Kids Dance Outreach, as it is on the in-school program, it's part of their school day. So, you know, maybe after math or after language arts, they will log into a Zoom or a virtual learning call. And so we offer our classes through that delivery method.
How has it been for you, both of you and your students, connecting virtually? Because your program is so much more than just dance, the physical part of dance. It's that emotional support you're there with those kids and just being there with them in that room during that time.
First task that we acknowledged and understood that we really had to dive in was, how do we use this technology? How do we use all of the tricks and the features and everything it has to offer so that we can translate everything that KDO is known for and that makes the pedagogy and the program so successful into this new environment? So for example, peer modeling, highlighting children, individuality, connecting with the children, making sure that they feel seen, making sure that they feel like they're part of a collective as well as an individual. And we have been incredibly successful, and we've heard from families who have said, you know, it, even though it was virtual, you know, my child felt seen, you know, they were missing this sort of community sense and the social aspect of everything virtual, and you guys were there to deliver.
Your program has always served a huge amount of students that are among the minority, and you have an incredible program for those with disabilities. There's a lot of talk, again, about more inclusivity and diversity for a lot of organizations, but this is something you guys have been doing from the beginning.
When I decided to start Kids Dance Outreach here in Indianapolis, it was because I saw so many children and children of color on the street without opportunity, without anything to put their energy and their focus into. If we're a child and we don't have something positive to put our energy into, sometimes it can be put into something that we shouldn't be putting energy into. And that can affect the entire community. And I decided that I want to make a difference and offer an opportunity for free to as many children around Indianapolis as possible.
Do you think once things go back to normal, whatever that will be, that you will make changes to your program from the things that you've learned during this past year?
We cannot compare working virtually with our students to actually being in the room with our students. All organizations around the country are doing the best that they can with this virtual situation, and we're having some wonderful success. But we really are looking forward to the day when we can get back in the room with the students and really excel in the work that we do with our live musicians in our program.
We absolutely see Kids Dance Outreach looking different once this is over, but different may be a wonderful thing and may be a growth moment to, again, explore things that maybe we were limited before and all of a sudden we're not having certain limitations. So we absolutely are looking to grow and expand. And also, it's not just the pandemic. We're facing other crises right now. And that has led us to really, you know, think about what does diversity, equity, access, and inclusion mean to our organization.
Michael and Monica and Valentina, thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill.